friend of the show, Owen Benjamin. Where in hell is he?
Where's Owen?
See the Bristol Farms green room?
You can't miss him. He's a large fella.
The towering figure that
there
is Owen Benjamin. There he is.
Hi, Owen.
We even got you the little chair this time.
We learned from last time.
That's awesome. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you. You can get his 2013 comedy special, High Five Till It Hurts. It's available at the Heidi and Frank Amazon store.
Oh, that's awesome.
Look at that. Put another for you.
I'm so pumped about this chair.
Big sales.
I saw them wheeling out the other chair because I last time I was here, I couldn't fit.
Your knees were in your chin. Yeah.
Yeah, I felt awkward.
Right. You look much better now.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel very comfortable.
Good.
But you still look like you're sitting at a kid's table.
I'm okay with it.
Do they ever, when you go back for holidays, did you ever have to sit at the kid's table and you were just the giant kid?
Well, my family was really small. It was like we had two parents, and I have a brother, and I have zero cousins.
Oh,
so there was no kids' table. There was just one table.
So lucky. Oh, the kids' table.
I always wanted more kids in the family. I would be envious of bigger families.
You really don't be.
Really?
No, really don't be.
Yeah, because I'm not good. I'm not great around kids. I mean, one time I was throwing bread because my mom used to teach classes in breastfeeding. Long story.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyway. So there would be other kids there, and I was throwing bread at a dog, and the dog was catching it. And a little kid was like, can I try? I was like, genuinely, I was like, oh, totally. And I just threw the bread at the kid. And the kid, like, it just bounced off the kid's face. And I was like, oh, you wanted to throw the bread. And then it dawned on me that it's not that I don't like it. I love kids, but I'm not great at interacting with them. So
you think you'll have
like Asperger syndrome.
I think
comes
at some
children.
Point I'll have kids, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You better figure it out before then. Or maybe you figure it out once you have kids. You figure out.
Yeah, I'm good with dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, I have three dogs. I take good care of them, but.
You have three dogs?
Yeah.
See, now
I party with that. It's a dog party.
I like you even more now.
Are they all the same type, or we got a range?
They're all, like, smaller-ish, but they're all just, like, pound mutts, you know, kind of like me.
Yeah.
I kind of relate.
Mm-hmm. Which one do you take out to actually pick up ladies? Which dog is it? What mix?
Any of them. I mean, women.
Yeah,
just,
dogs are dogs, but there's got to be that one that's like, it's automatic.
Well, women back in the day, it was Benny. Like women like Benny because Benny's very gentle and he has warm eyes.
The dogs with eyelashes always.
Yeah. What kind of dog is Benny? Just a
mutt. I mean, if you go on my Twitter, there's pictures of him. He's the type that. Like for my special that you plugged, which I appreciate, I dressed him up in a tuxedo, and it was it like he'll just sit there like he looks like a British gentleman, like he just sits there and he almost looks like he's like this is the brand of tuxedo you gave me. Like not only does he like it, he like wants like really good stuff.
But how you got him to hold the cane and wear the monocle? That was crazy.
I used to call him Mr. Peanut. I really did. Yeah, the dude's away. And he used to travel with me all the time, and we went on adventures, a lot of adventures.
So as far as you've had adventures with your dogs, you got three of them. As far as like having ladies in your life, you ever lived with a woman?
I am right now, yeah. I have a girlfriend right now.
Has she ever thrown out something of yours without asking?
Yeah, one time I did like a PR thing for this massage place, but it's like high-end nice place, and so they gave me a free week in Hawaii.
No neon sign in the window. This was a nice place.
No, it was nice, yeah. Okay. And so I had a free week in Hawaii, like in Maui, and I just had to present the certificate, and she threw it away. Yeah.
Why?
Because it just looked like a scrap of paper.
It looked like this
And it was free. It was like free, like resort. Like we ended up going anyway. It took a lot of fighting and to let them like believe me that I had it.
I threw it away.
But she just threw it away, and I remember like I almost cried. And I don't
did
like
you try
cry
to
a lot
for it in the dumpster. Did you try to find it?
Oh yeah, I mean I was literally looking through because it was like thousands of dollars.
Well, Benny's
that's
watching,
what it was worth.
Going, "Oh God, he's so disgusting a human."
And I'm like, "Going
to trash."
Yeah. Benjamin's like, "Look at you." And I've like,
it's even more sad because he's finding stuff that should be from Hawaii, like an old lei someone threw away, and a
that's hilarious.
Coconut
I was listening to that in the morning with you. Yeah, people throw away some stuff. They don't think
women,
about it.
Tend just to go, hey, if it's here and I don't like it, it can go.
Well,
as far as like musical taste, women throw away CDs that you don't like. Did you ever? I mean, your musical taste. We're talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and how Kiss is getting inducted, but they're not going to play.
I always think it's because the lead singer lost their voice. I was listening to you guys talk about that. I think Axl can't sing anymore, so then he has to like play the rock star card. I think that's what happens. I think they can't hit those high notes, so they're like, I'm not doing it.
Even though he wants to, he just can't.
Right. It's like a porn star with erectile dysfunction.
I was wondering.
Or it's like, I'm not into it anymore. It's like, you're not into it or the ween's not into it.
I just can't do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Since Kiss is not going to perform, like no amount of money or whatever, even getting inducted in the Hall of Fame can't get him to perform a couple songs. I didn't know this little fun fact that in 2000, ABBA allegedly turned down $1 billion to reunite.
A billion?
To do what?
It would involve playing 250 shows in 100 cities, and they didn't want to do all that work.
I'd do it for 10 grand.
Oh, my God.
I thought ABBA was like on a cruise ship by now, doing the cruises.
How is that a billion?
A billion?
And said, no.
Who offered it? Dr. Evil? Like, that doesn't even seem like a valid amount of money. $1 billion?
The ridiculous bid on eBay. I'll bid a tour. Yeah. I'll bid $1 billion.
It sounds like kids arguing. Oh, I'll bet $1 billion.
It sounds like a PR spin. Wow. Like, I don't think that the dollars and cents line up there.
Or maybe it's like, where are they from? They're not from here. Wherever they're from. Maybe a billion dollars is like, you know.
A sandwich.
Maybe it's not that much.
Yeah, they get like a lot of inflation during World War II.
Right.
Wherever they're from.
Not to go back to pets, but another little fun fact I got on this stupid list. I didn't know this. It's illegal to own an elephant in Nevada, and you don't even need a permit. So if you want to live there,
you can just have an elephant.
You can have an elephant in your backyard.
Hmm.
No permit necessary for a pet.
That would be incredible because I could ride an elephant. I was hanging with a dwarf recently, and I was like, is it possible for you guys to like ride a dog? Like,
and Ben,
for real.
And Benny's looking at you like, don't get any ideas.
No, but like a Great Dane. Well, if you're a 2-foot man, you right. can ride a Great Dane. And like, they can take commands really well. So I being on a horse or an elephant would be a blast. But a dwarf can just ride a dog.
Right.
And they can be like, come here. And the dog comes, and then they just get on and take off.
How long have you known this dwarf?
Not super long.
Do you think you were at that point in the relationship where you could ask him if he could ride a dog, or is that probably he's like,
no, he seemed very comfortable around it.
I don't think we're there yet.
Because it's a good idea. Because it's not like condescending.
Right.
It's not condescending. It's kind of like, you know, when people ask me, they're like, do you fit? And, you know, because at 6'7", I'm on a different level of the spectrum where people can be like, do you hit your head on everything? How's the weather up there?
Yeah.
So that's why I feel comfortable asking dwarves about dog riding.
But you also threw a piece of bread at a child's head thinking it was completely okay.
I thought that he wanted to party. In my defense.
You thought the dwarf was a child, so you have problems dealing with little people.
I just don't relate. Last time I was that size, I was like 4.
I was born that size.
No, because I feel like if I was a dwarf, I'd have a dog.
I definitely would, too.
If you had an exotic animal, any exotic animal as a pet, which would it be?
Well, my first instinct would be tiger, but that would involve suicide because that would kill me.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, probably an elephant. I'm like fired up about elephants. Maybe it's just because you brought it up. But
I think I'd much rather take a tiger over, because most people say, I know you're going to say a monkey.
A chimpanzee.
Of some sort.
Yeah, chimpanzee.
No.
I want a chimpanzee.
Well, they rip your face off.
But I'll raise mine nice. He'll have a little diaper, cute little 80s
transfer
teeth.
They were all raised nice.
Yeah. That's what they all say.
I know. But
there was a picture of something called like a kinkajou that's otherwise a honey bear. It's got those big brown eyes. And it's a primate type thing, super cute. But it's like anything that's primate, I know, has those irrational thoughts because we have.
Well, like humans.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like, you know, if you're on a ship, don't you always think about jumping off?
Yes, of course.
You're right there at the edge of the boat.
And like, there's so much violence in us that is just under the surface.
We just have that filter.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, so a primate, when he has that crazy thought, he's like, what would it be like if I ripped off her face right now? I just do it.
It's us after 10 beers. It's 10 beers. Like, they live in a world at 10 beers. Where it's just like, I'm going to take my pants off. I know the police officer wants to see my wing. Like, look at it, bro.
That's so great.
It's always, if you have a chimpanzee, it's like living with a drunk person.
Owen Benjamin's hanging out with us. He'll be performing at the Hollywood Improv this Saturday, March 1st. Get your tickets, hollywood.improv.com. Since we were talking about music and you're from New York, can you name the highest grossing musician from your state?
Highest grossing musician from my state. Oh, man.
Come on, man. It's an easy one.
It's an easy one?
You're from New York. Come on, think about it. New York.
Billy Joel.
Billy Joel.
There you go. That was my guess.
Nailed it. All right.
Yeah.
Indiana, Heidi, because we're both from Indiana, so I'll let you have this one.
I'm going to go John Mellencamp.
No. Well, highest grossing from the state, not John Mellencamp.
Why'd you look at me like I was out of my mind crazy?
Well, I mean, it's not a crazy thought, but it is Michael Jackson.
Oh,
yeah. He's from Indiana.
Damn it.
How did they name that city? It was just a dude in a jean jacket. He's like, my name's Gary.
We'll go with
and
that.
He was a badass. Yeah. Nobody would have.
Gary and just killed it.
That's where Gary lives. Don't go to Gary.
Yeah, he smelled bad.
Or he sold drugs. Where do you get, drugs? Gary, Indiana.
Yeah, Gary, Indiana. Mm-hmm. Who do you buy from? Gary?
Yeah, I heard kind of just full of stupid trivia today that Gary Cooper, his real name is Frank Cooper, but he changed his name to Gary after the city so he'd seem tougher.
Really?
True story.
Hmm.
I always feel like if you're named Gary, it makes you sound... I can't explain. I don't want to offend any Garys out there, but it makes you sound very, like, covered in denim. You made some bad choices.
Yes. I'm Gary.
Yeah, like, you smoke cigarettes that smell really bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's kids that don't want to talk to you, like, grown-up kids.
When you're just looking at job applications and Gary yeah. comes across, you're like, nah.
And no baby born in 2014 is, they're not thinking, like, do you have some names? Yeah, we have a few names picked out. We're going to go with either Gary. You just don't hear that anymore. Yeah. No baby, like, oh, we're going to name
little
him
Gary. Little Gary.
Yeah.
It's almost like Walter, but I feel like Walter's going to make a comeback.
Yeah, because Walt's kind of cool.
Yeah, Walt's cool. Yeah, Walt.
Yeah, from Breaking Bad. Yeah. You would name your baby.
But for a while, no
chemistry.
One was named Walter. It's like Beatrice. Like, no one's like, oh, look at little Beatrice. Mm-hmm. Like, Beatrice is born 90.
She looks like a golden girl already.
Esther's never coming back.
Right.
Esther.
I was going to say, though, going back to the girlfriend thing, you look like you're dressed the same as when you were here last time. Now, I don't know if she was in your life back then or what. Was she?
Or he's just been
So she hasn't changed you. Because a lot of times that happens, too, when we're talking about when you get the girlfriend, all of a sudden she's like, I hate those sweaters
well,
you wear.
Everything they like about you, they everything that draws a woman right. to a man, they then hate you for.
Right.
It's like this, that's, it's never-ending.
You're always
struggle.
Joking. Everything is a joke. Can
right.
you be serious?
It's
you're like,
well,
I'm a comedian.
Remember how when you, like, that's why you slept with me so fast.
And I play piano, so that helps.
Yeah, it's literally like, well, you're right. It's everything. And it's like not just this line of work. It's any line of work. Like if they like a guy for stability, then your life's too boring.
Right.
If you like a guy that has an exciting life, it's like there's too many women around you. You know, it's like it never ends.
You're always traveling. You're never home.
Yeah, and back in the day, I was like, I want to see the world. It's just like, all right,
I didn't mean this comedy club in Cleveland.
Is it easier dating someone of your own gender because you understand each other more?
Probably. I mean, that's what I always say. I don't know how men and women stick together. It's hard. I mean, it's hard anyway, but at least we understand each other.
Yeah, I did
women.
A tweet yesterday where I'm like, that's why they're called gays, because they're happy. Straight should be called sads. Because they're like, oh, we're having sex, and I totally know what your brain is like. It's literally like... Being heterosexual is just a curse. It's just a curse. It's like
so
you just
true.
Have to constantly, and it's intense.
Do you play multiple instruments or just the piano?
Just piano.
Just piano, because you come from that musical background with your father. Being
yeah, I played
orchestra.
Since I was a little kid.
I think
yeah.
you play more instruments. He's like an orchestra.
I played violin. And I came from a pretty blue collar town, so someone broke my violin, and we couldn't replace it at the time because college professors don't make a lot of money. They just have a lot of entitlement.
Mm-hmm.
So I just quit the violin.
In a blue-collar town, isn't a violin a fiddle?
To me, it was a violin because I had Asian friends.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, he was wearing a straw hat. It was the Asians that beat him with it.
I mean, it was 1830, so it was called the fiddle.
No.
I was about to head out for the Civil War with my little drum.
No, it's got to be great to be a guy who can play piano and have the skills that you do.
Oh, yeah, because then you attract women that hate you in 3 months.
Yeah.
It's great. It's like a blast.
No, but if you go into a bar and there's that upright, that saloon-type piano over there, you can just go over there, not say a word to any woman in the bar, and just start playing a song, and all of a sudden...
Everybody's gathered around,
well,
and you're a hero.
I mean, you're a hero in college. That's when you're the hero.
Because
there's a piano in every dorm. So that's like you could just play the piano and make friends like that. It was insane. It was just like that was – now you're almost like that guy.
Well, stop playing in dorms. You're too old to go back to
– It's weird.
He used to live here in 87.
What's up, Van Wilder?
No, it's been 10 years since I rocked a dorm. But I just remember that was very appropriate because we're bored. But if there's like a bar, if you just go start playing the piano, then you're almost like the look at me guy.
You're so I
stay away from it. But on stage, it's really cool because I do stand up and then I switch it up and hit the piano, and it kind of because I like the hipsters always look at me and they're like, "Oh, tall white guy talking about men and women being different. Okay. And then I start playing Bach and I'm like, hey, look, I'm a better artist than you. So you want to be judgy? And that always makes me so happy.
And I don't have to have a mustache that curls right. around on the
I don't have to live in Silver Lake, although I would want to. It's got a great reservoir. But
yeah, Los Feliz?
I live in West Hollywood, but okay. I've been eyeing Silver Lake a little bit. Silver Lake's very healthy, although Hipster is not a fan.
Are you guys currently shooting Sullivan and Son?
We start March 24th, but I just shot Soul Man this week, and I was the only white person, not only on the show, but on the like
entire
crew.
Set. Yeah,
it was pretty funny.
You were an instant celebrity, weren't you?
It was just like I kind of understood how like Roy on our show feels, where it's like they almost talk to you like a little, like they're like, do you want some coffee?
What kind, like, very nice,
but they're almost like when you're entering another culture of people, it's just funny how they like talk to you a little. Like they don't talk to you the same way they talk to each other.
Oh, they don't. I mean, that's why I go to black church because I'm like my family's the only white family in black church. And
oh,
so,
that's awesome.
You know, and there's that point in church where it's like, okay, greet your neighbor.
Yeah.
Well, it's like everybody comes over and then it's like, oh, they
they overdo it.
Oh, yeah, they totally overdo it. Thank you for coming.
We so funny.
Super accommodating.
Yeah, super accommodating. It's
great. Over the top.
You're going to be at the Hollywood Improv this Saturday.
Saturday, yeah, March 1st at 8 p.m.
Hollywood.improv.com for your tickets. And then follow Owen on Twitter at Owen Benjamin. Thank you so much.
Okay, I'll talk more about how straight people are sad and gay people are happy.
I love
that. Like, you think that's how they call them gay? They're like, those dudes are super happy. They're gays. And then it turns out that meant sex.
Oh, man, that is awesome.
Yeah, my grandma was gay. I mean, her name was Gay.
Right.
And that's back when you could name somebody that. My older sister's middle name is Gay after Grandma Gay.
Oh, wow.
Her name is Leslie. Leslie Gay. So they called her Leslie Gay all through high school.
Leslie Gay.
Well, I've got my first daughter's name picked out then. Now.
There you go.
Are you ever going to have kids? Because I'm actually... Do we have time for one more question?
Do whatever you want.
My first girlfriend in high school asked me to donate her and her girlfriend sperm for their kid.
Yeah, I know why they would.
And it's like now a conundrum. I don't know if it's a good call or not because I think my paternal instincts would still kick in.
That's my worry is that you're like, you can be as involved or not
right.
as involved and you could just be the uncle. But then somewhere along the line, you're like, what's my son doing?
Why is he playing football?
He's not going to that school. And you're like, yeah. That's not... That's the thing.
Right. I don't think I'd be involved, but if things were bad, I would feel like I needed to take care of the
kid. If he's
going to show up sometime. You're still financially responsible for that.
No.
No, you cannot sign away a child's rights. So if he wants to come find you someday and it's like, hey, 18 years of back support. All that Sullivan Son cash is out there.
The son is going to be your son.
I just emailed TBS. I'm like, hey, do you guys mind taking care of this? I played, you know, Owen on your show. I did all the incest jokes with my mom. Remember that?
Oh, man.
Thanks a lot, Owen.
Right, thanks for having me.
It's a wide open door. Go see Owen on March 1st, this Saturday, at the Hollywood Improv. Hollywood.improv.com. We're going to come right back. We're Heidi and Frank. Cheers. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.